好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
今天讲到的题目是逾越节的规矩。
The sermon title today is the ordinances of the Passover。
讲到以前有个祷告，把时间交给神。
Before preaching, let's pray to God。
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you。
我们今天就要借着经文一起来走过历史上第一个逾越节。
Through today's verse, we'll just go through and the first Passover in the history。
其实这段时间一直都在讲逾越节。
So actually, during this time, we just talk about Passover.
只是今天这段经文比较多的强调逾越节的规矩。
It's just today that the verse is more emphasized on the rules about eating.
我们透过讲规矩了解神的心意。
So through talking about the rules, we try to understand about God's will.
谢谢主，听祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求。
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，逾越节的规矩。
The ordinances of the Passover.
Yeah, 我们知道逾越节的规矩其实很多，对吧？
So we know Passover has many regulations.
那今天我们比较多的会集中在讲关于吃的规矩。
Today we have to focus more on the rules about eating.
Yeah, 看来上帝真的很在乎我们的吃喝呀。
It seems like God really cares about what we eat and drink.
特别是关于我们吃什么、怎么吃、在哪吃、和谁一起吃，当然也包括我们吃的态度，对吧？
It's especially what we eat, how we eat, and where we eat, and who we eat with, also about our attitude.
好，先来看第一点。
Let's look at the first point.
Yeah, 谁可吃羊羔呢？
Who may eat the lamb?
其实本章就是十二章一开始就谈了这个问题。
Actually, in chapter 12 in today, and at its beginning, and just already,
圣经已经很清楚的在写明吃羊羔是有规矩的。
So in the scriptures, this tells very clearly, and there's a rule about the how to eat.
包括吃的时间、吃的地点、吃的人物、羊羔的品质等等，都有很清楚的规定。
Including the time, place, the people, and the quality of the lamb.
但是今天只是站在，特别是站在逾越节这个节期这个角度，来解决谁来吃的问题。
But today, from the perspective of Passover, the focus is on the question, who may eat it?
首先是分别为圣。
First, they must be set apart as holy.
其实上帝是非常喜欢他的子民在一起吃喝的。
God truly delights in his people eating and drinking together.
有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you thought about why?
所罗门说，并且人人吃喝在他一切劳碌中享福，这也是神的恩赐啊。
Solomon said, everyone should eat and drink and find satisfaction in all their labor, and this is a gift of God.
Yeah, 摩西也在经文当中记载了。
Moses also recorded.
Yeah, 在出埃及记24章11节怎么说呢？
In Exodus chapter 24, verse 11.
他说以色列人他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。
The Israelites saw God and they ate and drank.
Yeah, 甚至摩西吩咐怎么说呢？
And Moses commanded them.
在生命记14章26节也有话说了。
So in Deuteronomy in chapter 14 verse 26.
他说你和你的家属在耶和华你神的面前吃喝快乐。
You and your household shall eat there and rejoice before the Lord your God.
所以吃喝快乐是一件好事情啊。
So it's a good thing and to have a rejoice and before God.
上帝喜悦我们是吃喝快乐的，对吧？
So God is just pleasing to see that we rejoice when we eat together.
上帝的儿女不要过得苦哈哈的，没有意思的。
So there's no need for God's children and always just live in the bitterness.
吃饭前有个谢饭感恩的祷告啊。
So before the meal, and we have the prayer to thank God.
上帝喜欢我们吃喝快乐。
So God is pleased to see that we rejoice and before Him.
当然，这些话都是对上帝儿女说的话。
These words were spoken to God's people.
其实并不是对外邦人说的。
Not to the Gentiles.
呀，因为神儿女的吃喝会有什么结果呢？
So because of what for God's children eat and drink, what would just produce a result?
呀，上帝的儿女吃饭前都会感恩、祷告、唱诗、赞美，阿门，对吧？
So before the meal, and God's people would just give the thanksgiving to and send praise to the Lord.
就是说，神的儿女吃喝会生出感恩与赞美，同不同意？
So that's when God's children eat and drink, it will produce thanksgiving and the praise.
属世界的人吃不出感恩与赞美的。
But people of the world just that they just could not just produce the thanksgiving and praise.
通常只能吃出败坏与贪婪了。
It just produces corruption and greed.
而且特别是在上帝的面前吃喝呢
Especially eating before God.
它是能够吃出主里的团契关系以及彼此相爱的基督归属啊
It will just build the fellowship in the Lord and unity with one another and loving identity of in Christ.
就是看从你吃喝就知道你是属于谁的。
So from the way we eat and drink, and people can discern that who we belong to.
我们吃饭也奉耶稣基督的名，当然属基督的吧。
So when we eat, also we just eat in the name of Jesus Christ. Of course, we belong to Christ.
要其次呢，因信称义。
Second, justified by faith.
圣经说外邦人都不可吃这羊羔。
The Bible says no foreigners may eat of the lamb.
要大家不要误会，这不是因为神小气啊。
Please do not misunderstand that it is not because God is stingy.
好像一点羊肉，上帝也不太想给你吃，舍不得给你吃似的，不是这样子。
It's not because God is stingy and unwilling to share with you.
其实上帝不让外邦人吃这个羊羔是有他的道理的。
Actually, God has his reason.
Yeah, 为的就是不要让你吃喝自己的罪啊。
So that you will not eat and drink the judgment upon yourself.
Yeah, 不假，以色列人是出于十二支派的血脉，对吧？
Yes, the people of Israel came from the bloodline of the 12 tribes.
但是神眼中的以色列人却是因着亚伯拉罕的信呢。
But in God's eyes, a true Israelite was marked by the faith of Abraham.
以及借着割礼所显明出来的神人关系。
And by the covenant relationship shown through circumcision.
因此摩西才会怎么说呢？
And that is why Moses said.
他说：“但个人用银子买的奴仆。”
A slave bought with money.
既受了割礼就可以吃了。
After he circumcised, may eat of it.
这些人原来也是外邦人。
These people were originally Gentiles.
却选择对摩西说：“你的神就是我的神，你的国就是我的国呀。”
But they chose to say to Moses, "Your God will be my God, and your people will be my people."
Yeah, 那些人在以色列人当中。
Yet. There were others among the Israelites, and whose body were present.
就是有那么一些人呢。
That is, there are some people.
Yeah, 就是某些人在以色列人当中。
And there's the some people there among the Israelites.
却是身在朝营，心在汉的。
The body was present, but their hearts were far away.
始终不肯向基督委身。
They never truly committed themselves to Christ.
Yeah, 活得若即若离。
They stayed half-hearted and just distant from God.
始终没有办法对神上心的。
And unconcerned about God.
这在教会里边这样的人也不少，对吧？
So there are that many people in the church are like this.
呀，嘴巴说是信耶稣啊。
From the word of their mouths, and they say they believe in Jesus.
心里边信他自己啊。
However, in their heart, they believe in themselves.
呀，嘴巴说是爱神呢。
From their mouths, then they say they love God.
那心里边是爱钱呢。
However, in their heart, they love money.
嘴巴说要行走天路啊。
So, and when they say verbally, and they want to walk on the heavenly path.
一不留神就走歪路去了。
However, just unnoticeably, they just walk on the wrong way.
所以最后呢，是神看人心呢。
Finally, God looks at the heart.
圣经说人一生的果效由心发出，对不对？
The Bible says the issues of life flows from the heart.
无论是外邦人、以色列人，神看的还是你的人心呢。
So whether Gentile or Israelites, God looks at the heart.
请留意，绝对不是你外表的身份呢。
Just pay attention, not just your outward identity.
那即使是用钱买来的奴隶。
Even a servant bought with money.
如果你是肯真心信靠神的话呢
？If he truly trusted in God.
你也肯接受割礼呢
？And accept his circumcision.
按照摩西律法，你可以吃了。
According to Moses' law, and he could eat the Passover lamb.
坦率讲，你我原本都是外邦人呐、啊。
Originally, just all of us, we were Gentiles.
都是理应奔向死亡之人呐、
啊。All of us were people heading toward death.
如今却因信耶稣基督。
But now, through faith in Jesus Christ,
我们就被神称为是义人，成为神家里的人了。
And God has declared us the righteous, and we become the member of God's household.
甚至我们还可以借着耶稣基督，可以成为亚伯拉罕的子孙呢。
And through Jesus Christ, we can be just become the descendants of Abraham.
如果我们的心并不在神的家。
But if our heart are not truly in God's house,
总是在神的家里边，在教会里边，一种临时性的寄居的心态。
And if we always keep the mindset of a temporary guest,
啊，就与神的心意背道而驰了。
And that just go against God's heart.
不错，神是让我们活得像寄居在世一样。
It's true, and God just wants us just to be like a sojourner in the world.
但是你别忘了，上帝是要让我们在这个世界活得像寄居的一般。
God says we are stranger in this world.
但是我们有些人却把住在神的家里边当作是寄居的。
But some people just treat God's house as if that were the temporary place instead.
或者，这干脆就把服侍神当作是自己是个雇工了。
Or they serve God like hired workers.
特别有些做了牧师、做了传道人的，还仍然是把自己当雇工。
And some pastor and minister, they just treat themselves as a hired workers.
没有把自己当作是一个仆人，是个使女。
And not treating themselves as a servant.
把在教会里的侍奉当作是打一份工。
And they treat serve in the church as like a worker.
Yeah, 这样的人呢，就是两头不到岸。
And just caught in between for themselves.
就如同那些浮游生物一般，对吧？
And just like a drifting just plankton.
Yeah, 看第二点。
Let's look at the second point.
如何吃羊羔？
How should we eat the lamb?
Yeah, 如果我们相信神的话语呢？
If we believe that every word of God.
每一句话都是有价值的。
Each word of God has a value.
那么就请弟兄姐妹要关注每一个细节，好不好？
Then we must pay attention to every details, please.
读圣经要慢慢的咀嚼。
When we read the Bible, we should just chew it slowly.
其实是越嚼越有味道的。
The more we meditate on it, the more flavor it has.
也在圣灵的感动下，也会渐渐的体会各种的深意了。
And just from the touch of the Holy Spirit, we will gradually understand a deeper meaning.
你不要忘了读圣经的本质是什么，你知道吗？
Do you know what's the essence to read the Bible?
读圣经的本质是圣经读你啊。
The essence to read the Bible actually is the Bible just reads about you.
你不是读不懂圣经。
It's not you do not understand the Bible.
是你害怕读懂圣经。
And that is you're afraid that you understand the Bible.
因为一读懂，就得照着圣经的话去做了。
Once you understand the Bible, then you need to follow that.
圣经说，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里边活着。
And the Bible just said that now it's not me just live by myself. It's the Christ dwells in me.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ and he's a new creation,
特别是如今活着的不再是我，你都没了。
Especially we're no longer the same person.
请我们在座当中有谁想读圣经把自己读没的？举个手，我看看。
Is there anyone who want to read the Bible and just read and then we no longer exist?
我们可能大多数人都不愿意把自己读没了，对吧
？Maybe most of us we don't want to do that.
但这才是生命的奥秘啊。
However, that's a mystery of life.
如何吃羊羔呢？
So, how to eat a lamb?
首先，在一个房子里吃。
First, it was eaten inside a house.
圣经说这话的场景是以色列人仍在埃及。
The setting of this and was the when the Israel was still in Egypt.
我们不妨想象一下，好不好？
So we can imagine this.
以色列人在埃及为奴400年。
The Israelites had been slaves in Egypt for 400 years.
想一想，可能他们的房子就是他们最有价值的财产了，会不会啊？
And their houses were likely their most valuable possession, right?
Yeah, 逾越节的羊羔在他们的房子里吃，也是他们蒙神最大限度的保护了。
So eating the Passover lamb inside their homes was almost a sign of God's maximum protection over them.
我也在想，能不能够不在房子里吃呢？
I'm just thinking.Can they just not to eat the lamb inside of their house?
想想250万人全部在哥山地的大马路上去吃。
Think about the 2.5 million people if they just eat the lamb on the street.
或者哥山地有一个大广场，好不好
？Or maybe there's the open square just at.
250万人在个大广场吃羊羔肉。
So the 2.5 million eat a lamb at the squares.
你想一想，埃及人的恐慌会如何呢？
So wouldn't that just cause panic among the Egyptians?
其实，在房子里吃是低调且丰盛。
Eating inside the house was low key yet abundant.
也是神对以色列人的保护啊。
It was God's protection over Israel.
而且透发着圣洁的香气，会不会
？And it carried the fragrance of holiness.
想想我们每个主日崇拜之后的午餐。也有这种味道，对吧
？So even our Sunday fellowship lunch after the worship carry a little bit of this same flavor.
上帝的儿女相聚在一起吃饭，意义重大。
So it's very meaningful for God's people and just have the meal together.
上帝的午餐啊，上帝所赐给的午餐，教会的午餐是圣洁的，是丰盛的，是蒙恩的，有力量的。
So the church lunch actually is very abundant, it's full of strength.
好，其次。
Second.
不可带肉到外边。
Do not take the meat outside.
这也是为什么有人说在教会里吃饭是有神的祝福的道理所在啦。
This is also why some people said there is God's blessing in eating meals within the church.
今天的经文说不可将羊羔肉带到外头去。
So the scripture says that do not just take a lamb just to be taken outside.
呀，外人听不懂，对吧？
So the outsider, they don't understand.
我们有没有想过为什么呢？
Have you thought about the reason?
因为这是耶和华神所命定的餐食，是圣洁的。
Because this was a meal appointed by the Lord, and it's a holy meal.
特别这样的餐食是表达对神的归属与团契啊。
It expresses belonging to God and fellowship with God.
什么样的人才能吃到教会的饭呢？
What kind of people can have the church meal?
当然是属神的儿女嘛。
God's children, of course.
既然来到神的家。
Since you have come into God's house,
也来到教会
and into the church,
就请不要轻易的停止聚会啊。
Please do not easily stop gathering together.
不要带着肉到外面去吃啊。
Don't just eat, just bring the meat outside that church.
要不要轻易的停止不再敬拜不再聚会了。
Do not easily not to just have the fellowship and the worship in the church.
无论你是什么借口，对吧？
No matter what kind of excuse you have,
跑到教会外边去会怎么样呢？
If you go outside of the church, what would happen?
我告诉你，撒旦就伏在教会的门口。
Let me tell you, Satan is waiting at the door for you.
而且他随时准备吞吃走单的儿女。
And Satan just ready to devour those who stand alone.
大家不要以为无所谓。
Do not just take it lightly.
也千万不要呀，松懈了你的警醒啊。
Please do not lose your alert.
因为撒旦并没有闲着呀，弟兄姐妹。
Brother and sister, Satan is not idle.
撒旦是满世界的跑。
He goes around the whole world.
他满大街的给人不去教会的原因啊。
And he just filled the street with excuses.
因为撒旦的心里面就是不想人去教会。
So Satan's purpose is just to keep people away from the church.
呀，你是谁？我是谁？他是谁？就是不想让你去教会。
So no matter who you are, Satan just does not want you to go to church.
如果有一天他发现真的有人离开教会不敬拜了不聚会了。
If Satan sees someone just leave the church, not to worship.
而且理由都是撒旦给的。
And the reason was given from Satan.
那撒旦可是要在地狱里边开庆功宴了。
Then Satan would throw the celebration in hell.
特别是如果有人还能将教会里边的人带离教会，那么撒旦还得颁发奖品了。
And if someone just even leads others away from the church, then Satan would just treat it just like a victory and reward them.
好，最后是不可折断一根骨啊。
Finally, not a single bone shall be broken.
凡是在基督耶稣里的人。
So for the people who belong to Christ.
凡是属于耶稣基督的人。
For the ones that belong to Jesus Christ.
那么在上帝的眼中，神的心意就是一个也不能少。
Then in God's heart, says none of them will be lost.
即使我们因为服侍神受到损伤
，Even if we are hurt as we serve God,
上帝却必会保守我们的骨头，一根也不折断。
God will still keep us. No, not a single bone will be broken.
我听完这句话，觉得心里边暖暖的。
So after we heard this, what a warm and loving phrase.
这是一句多么有爱的话语啊
！It's a loving word.
当然，这句话的意义远不止于此。
Of course, the meaning goes far beyond this.
这句话其实本质上更加丰盛和重要的，它在预表基督耶稣啊。
It also points forward to Jesus Christ.
呀，大卫就受到圣灵感动了。
David, moved by the Holy Spirit.
他在诗篇34:20怎么说呢
？And he said in Psalm 34:20.
他说：“又保守他一身的骨头，连一根也不折断。
”He protects all his bones, not one of them.Will be broken.
到了新约，约翰写福音书的时候呢
？In the New Testament, when John just wrote the book of the Gospel,
约翰是个富二代嘛
？So John is just like a rich, that second generation.
是今天很多人羡慕的角色。
It's the role that many people just envy him.
很多人喜欢想成为约翰这样的人，有钱人。
Many people want to just become just like a John.
但他也是对上帝、对耶稣基督忠心耿耿。
And he's very faithful to God.
他写福音书的时候也是受了圣灵的感动啊。
So his heart was moved by the Holy Spirit when he wrote the book of the Gospel.
他在约翰福音十九章三十六节有话这么讲。
In book of John chapter 19 verse 36.
他说这些事成了，为要应验经上的话，就是大卫的话了，他的骨头一根也不可折断。
These things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你知道主耶稣基督的骨头不折断对于我们意味着什么吗？
Do you know what does that mean? The Lord's bone were not broken.
主的骨头不折断，你我的生命也必不失丧。
The Lord's bones were not broken. In the same way, your life and mine will not be lost.
我们看第三点。
Let's look at the third point.
顺服吃羊羔。
Obediently eat the lamb.
Yeah, 到此为止，逾越节的规矩算是讲完了。
So far, the regulation of the Passover have been completed.
第一个规矩就是只有受了割礼的人才可以参与啊。
First, only those who have been circumcised may participate.
这句话什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
其实这里表示上帝对他的子民的专一啊。
It shows God's exclusive commitment to his people.
Yeah, 我们对上帝专一，上帝对我们也专一。
So when we are just exclusive to God, and he'll treat us the same.
因为逾越节这个节期是专门为以色列人而专门设立的，对吧？
So the Passover was specifically appointed for Israel.
所以第一个规矩，受了割礼的人才可以参与。
So the first rule is only those who have been circumcised may participate.
第二呢，是羊羔肉一点也不可以带出屋外去。
Second, the meat must not be taken outside the house.
这是归属基督的凭证。
It's a sign of belonging to Christ.
第三就是骨头一根也不可折断。
Third, not a single bone may be broken.
这是神的信实与保守。
This shows God's faithfulness and the preservation.
前面两点我其实就讲了这三个规矩了。
So the first two main points, I just talked about these three rules.
那现在讲第三个大点，顺服吃羊羔，讲的是什么呢？
Now the third main point, talking about eating and the lamb.
这里讲的是吃羊羔的态度。
And we're talking about the attitude to eat the lamb.
首先都要守这礼啊。
First, they must keep this ordinance.
什么是礼，知道吗？
So what is an ordinance?
原文当中其实并没有这个字，我查了过。
In the original text, I just checked it. Actually, this word is not explicitly present.
礼这个字呢，可以理解为与神之间的一个约定。
It can be understood as a covenant between God and His people.
或者说，所谓礼就是神儿女遵行神所吩咐的一种表达方式，或者是个行动总纲了。
An ordinance is the way God's children express obedience to his commands or a summary of action.
更加直接简单的就是这就是神人之间的一个约定了。
And it's a covenant between God and man.
那么从此就照此规矩办吧。
And so from now on, we will do it this way.
那么对犹太人的生命有什么影响呢？
So what is the influence to the Jews?
就是今后无论在什么样的地方，在什么样的情况。
From the point on,Whenever anyone and any situation,
若有人过逾越节吃羊羔，就当守规矩啊。
So if whenever anyone celebrates the Passover and eat the lamb, they must keep the order.
Yeah, 神定规矩，人守规矩，这就成全了神的意啊。
God established the rule and man keeps the rule. This fulfills God's righteousness.
比如说，爱神爱人如己，就是神所颁布的最大的诫命了。
So, for example, to love God and to love your neighbors as yourself is the greatest command God has given.
其实这也是我们所有神儿女当守的礼啊。
In fact, this is also the ordinance of God's children must keep.
就包括我们平常的守主日、守圣餐、守敬礼啊。
It includes observing the Lord's Day, keeping the Lord's Supper and the baptism.
也都是基督所吩咐的嘛。
These are just the commanded by the Christ.
呀，说当守诸般的礼或义，对吧？
So for the ordinance that we should keep.
特别是上帝所吩咐的大使命。
Especially the Great Commission.
第一句就是所以你们要去，对吧？
So it just says go, therefore.
那听见这句话我们就要想，那你去吗？
When you heard this, and have you ever thought about will you go?
所以圣经的话不是读不懂，是圣经读懂了你不想懂它。
So it's not you don't understand the Bible. It's just when you read it, but you don't want to understand it.
大使命吩咐我们所有都要去啊。
The Great Commission is to tell us each one of us we should go.
教会现在的宣教方向就是去土耳其啊。
Now churches, the direction of the mission is go Turkey.
明年鼓励弟兄姐妹一起去啊。
I encourage brothers and sisters to go Turkey next year.
那教会是根据大使命的吩咐给弟兄姐妹的一个鼓励，所以你们要去，你去吗？
So we just follow the command from God, the Great Commission. So will you go?
其次，务要受割礼。
Second, they must be circumcised.
割礼是什么呢？到底
？So what is circumcision?
割礼其实，其实从物理上看的很简单的一件事了。
So in physics, actual circumcision is very simple.
就是将男子生殖器的包皮那多一块给割掉它。
I just removed the extra skin that is for the men's, this private part.
Yeah, 那单单从卫生上来讲呢，毕竟是一种卫生的习惯了。
So it's just like a sanity for to clean it.
但是割礼是有属灵意义的。
However, there's a spiritual meaning for circumcision.
割礼是上帝儿女的一个记号。
Circumcision, it is just like a sign.
割礼也是上帝眼中、心目中认为成为神子民的一个信心的表达方式。
It is an expression of faith for becoming God's people.
从亚伯拉罕开始，神就用非常极致的方式来表达他对割礼的看重。
From Abraham onward, God showed how seriously he regarded circumcision in the most decisive way.
到了摩西的时代，就更加。好像严肃一些了。
So in the days of Moses, he's even just more strict on that.
摩西好像是因为一时的疏忽，忘了或者没有给儿子行割礼。
Because of Moses, maybe his negligence, and not that he did not get his son circumcised.
圣经记载说，上帝几乎要杀他的长子。
And the Bible recorded the Lord was about to take his firstborn son.
所以割礼是神在旧约的时候与人立约的记号。割了礼，你是属于我的。
So circumcision was a sign of God's covenant with His people in the Old Testament.
这也是决定谁是以色列人的一个很清楚的标志了。
It was also the mark that identified who belonged to Israel.
当年希特勒去查谁是犹太人，把裤子一脱，谁都知道。
So during the time the Hitler wanted to check that who's the Jews, and he just that check whether they're circumcised or not.
请大家留意一个观念啊。
Just please pay attention about the concept.
从以色列民或者外邦人过度成为以色列人的方式就是行割礼。
So the way just from a foreigner just became a part of the Israel was through circumcision.
Yeah, 以色列民到以色列人有一点区别，会吧？
英文
可能不太容易表达这个。以色列民讲的是以色列犹太民族一个民族的一种特征，一种身份的认同。
So the Israel people just talking about the nationality of the Israel.
呀，以色列人呢是神眼中看为遵行他旨意的人，就是以色列人。
And another term that Israelites meaning whoever follow God's will.Is the Israelites?
那么你是谁呢
？And then let me ask you. So who are you?
Yeah, 行了割礼就是可以一同吃羊羔肉了。
Once circumcised, one could eat the Passover lamb together with God.
与神立约就可以与立约之人共同守约，且行约中的事情，包括吃羊羔肉。
And to enter into the covenant with God, and means that you can also share in the covenant community and Live out the covenant together.
要最后是听从主的吩咐了。
Finally, listen to and obey the Lord's command.
人有了约定，就当守约呀。
Once there is a covenant, it must be kept.
可能受割礼、吃羊羔肉这些事太频繁，会不会啊
？So circumcision, eating the Passover lamb, may seem very ordinary.
或者是貌似过于平常。
Or even just too simple.
但是从来都是。人行平常事
，But it is often through ordinary disobedience.
神行 神迹做大事。
And that God just does extraordinary things and performs miracles.
摩西仿佛是不露声色，静悄悄地带领我们吃了羊羔。
So Moses quietly, just without drawing attention, led people to eat the lamb.
重提行割礼之事。
And to revisit the circumcision.
圣经说耶和华怎样吩咐摩西亚伦，以色列的众人就怎样行了。
The Bible says the Israelites did just as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron.
或许谁也没有料想到什么呢？
And perhaps no one expected this.
正当那日过了逾越节之后啊。
On that very day, after the Passover.
耶和华将以色列人按照他们的军队从埃及地领出来。
The Lord just brought the Israelites out of the land of Egypt by their divisions.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
大家认真听哦。
Please pay attention, listen.
就是一群原本在埃及做奴隶的懒懒散散的一群犹太人，以色列人。
It means that a group of Israelites who once seemed loose and the disorganized slaves.
你看这段时间我们讲他们的历史，他们上帝让他们经过了十灾，对吧？
So think about, look back, and God just let them experience a 10 plagues.
让他们的生命跨越了逾越节。
And also, just let then after the 10 plagues and the Passover,
怎么一夜之间就成了耶和华的军队呢？
How come just suddenly overnight they just became the army of the Lord?
什么是军队啊？
So what is an army?
军队是有纪律的。
An army just has the discipline. It's very disciplined.
军队是可以作战的。
The army can just fight a battle.
军队是可以行军打仗的。
So the army can just fight a war.
军队是可以达到目的地的。
And they can just reach the goal.
好，感谢主。
Thank be to the Lord.
保罗栽种，亚伯拉罕浇灌。
Paul planted, Apollos watered.
唯有神叫我们的生命得以成长啊。
But God gives the growth.
逾越节吃羊羔。貌似平常是一桩啊。
Eating the Passover lamb is also the very ordinary matter.
那么试问谁可以吃呢？
So who may eat it?
如何吃呢？
How should it be eaten?
用什么态度来吃呢？
And with what attitude should it be eaten?
这些都是神儿女必须面对的平常事。
These are all the very ordinary matters that God's children must face.
神却借着人对他的忠心成就了大事。
Yet God uses our faithfulness to him to accomplish great things.
在踏上旷野路以先，
Before stepping into the wilderness journey,
神的子民却成了耶和华的军队了。
God's people had already become the army of the Lord.
教会也是一样嘛。
The church is the same.
我们从初信一点一点走到今天。
From we first believe in the Lord, and then just till today.
我们甚至可以去土耳其开拓一个宣教工厂了。
And we can even just that start this mission field in Turkey.
怎么什么时候我们就成了耶稣基督的精兵，可以为神打了美好的仗呢？
So we just become the good soldier of Jesus Christ and fighting the good fight for the Lord.
要知道一切都是出于神。
Everything just come from the Lord.
我们愿意荣耀颂赞归给他。
May all the glory just be God.
好，我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们愿意一切的荣耀颂赞归给你。
May all the glory and praise be yours.
求主就在我们当中掌王权，居首位。
Lord, may you have the sovereignty among us.
主啊，你要赐福加力。
Please bless and strengthen us.
你要让我们尊主伟大。
So we want to honor you.
更加要让我们为主而活。
And we want to live for you.
走上福音路。
To walk on the path of mission,
踏上旷野路
and to also walk on the path of the wilderness,
经过逾越节
and went through the Passover,
以致最后来到应许之地
At the end, we arrived at the promised land.
主，我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你赐给我们逾越节的规矩
Thank you, give us the ordinances of the Passover.
好让我们晓得我们是耶和华的精兵
And so that we know we are the soldiers of God.
我们要为主打一场美好的仗
We want to fight a good fight for God.
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督得胜的名求
Thank you, Lord. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.